everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back this week to talk to Veronica again and do a little update. We're also, I wanted to announce that we are again doing another promo for January 24th through January 31st. We're going to do 20% off on half-hour sessions and hour sessions. You can request a session by emailing us at aprilreadings@aol.com. We thought it would be nice to do another one again because it went so well the last time, and everybody seemed to really appreciate it. So we're going to do it again for a week. I'm also happy to report that all of my animals are in good place. There's nobody sick, nobody crying, everybody's happy. It's all good. I think the only thing I can really complain about is it's cold. And I know I don't have a leg to stand on because the East Coast is going to get hit with this monster storm. So I probably shouldn't say anything about the weather, but it is cold for us here. And I have friends in New York. I have friends on the East Coast that are all battening the hatches down. And they said even the grocery stores are empty because everybody's out buying food and getting supplies for this horrible storm. So we're also, you know, going to keep everybody in our prayers on that one. Tony, how's my little baby Kai?
Well, while you were talking about it's cold there, I just got this smile on my face thinking, oh, come on.
I knew as soon as I opened my mouth, I went, oh, I just put my foot in my mouth. I better stop.
Yeah, you better. Well, Kai is fine. He's on my lap right now. And it's about 24 degrees. Sun is out.
24.
I don't, you know, I'm wondering if Maine is going to get hit that hard. I mean, we'll get some snow, but I'm hoping not, but everything I'm watching, it's going as far
it looks
as
a little more south than you. It looks like it's a little more south as it goes out to the ocean.
Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping for. I just got the oil tank filled up just in case. I got firewood in. So I think, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Yes. Well, I'm just glad I don't live anywhere near that. I have family in Michigan who's they're right on the little tip of it. I mean, Monroe is just right there. And then like a fraction of an inch is that's where the storm is right underneath of them. My brother is hoping that it misses them all together. And it might. I think a lot of times they really try to over-dramatize some of the weather, giving you the worst case scenario. And well, I even notice it out here. You know, they'll say, oh, it's going to be this, this, this. And then it's like crickets, nothing.
I know. Yeah. And I also think that's kind of like getting everybody going to the grocery store, getting everybody in a panic. I mean, yeah, you have to be ready. But
yeah.
Yeah. You know,
I get it. But I always find so I've learned to just say, okay, listen to the weather report, do the best I can to prepare, but then stop obsessing about it. But they really, the poor people, like I have friends in North Carolina that are terrified. It's very rural in North Carolina. And they said, we might not get out for days because of the snow and everything. It's not very metropolitan there, from what I understand.
Well, they're not very, very prepared for this kind of weather.
No, they're a little more south. So I'm surprised that North Carolina is involved at all. But what do I know?
I know. Okay. Yeah.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go get Veronica and you say hi to everybody. Get everybody ready to go.
Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show today. Yeah, if you're on the East Coast, you know, I mean, we are always kind of prepared for bad weather. But anyway, let's hope it's not going to be that bad. And we've got great questions. I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, and that's INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day.
Good day to you. First question, Shirley writes in, is there really such a thing as a single soulmate?
Well, we think that there are good energy matches. Don't bring it down to one, that there's only one for you, a one good energy match, we think is inaccurate. There can be many energies that are matching your frequency and could be wonderful partners. We think it's a bit dangerous to say, okay, you've got one soulmate. Hey, if somebody messes up on either side, you know, you've lost your soulmate opportunity. And that is simply not the case. There are many good matches energetically, because everybody is a frequency. And if your frequency matches well with someone else, it can feel euphoric. It can feel like, finally, I found somebody that gets me. But it isn't just a one-shot thing. It is multiple. There's multiple in every life, and it just takes time to run into all of them. Of course, you don't run into them all at once. But there is a maturity needed as well within your own makeup when it comes to picking a partner. And you just can't go upon that feeling. You have to also go upon other factors when you are looking for a soulmate. And actually, that energy is very important, but also compatibility in the energy also has to be there. So we would say there is not just one soulmate. There are a lot of good potential energy matches that can be wonderful and euphoric in your life.
Okay, Sheila wants to know, I have a wonderful dog named Bear. He is going on 12 years old. He is having mobility issues, but keeps a smile on his face all the time. Walking these days is much slower. Does he realize he is declining?
Well, Bear is a very multi-dimensional being. He's well equipped to understand what the whole process is in the linear. Animals, dogs, cats, they don't fear death. And even, you know, wild animals, they don't fear death because they realize that they continue. They're just going to go on to another experience. Where sometimes a human will think, okay, passed away, gone, that's it, never talk to him again. Animals are really involved in the reincarnational process of coming back into the life they just left, which that often doesn't happen with a human. Sometimes it can, but once in a while, most of the time it does not happen that way. So Bear, he realizes that things are slowing down a little bit, but he's not fearful of that. He is so happy being with you that that prioritizes over everything else. He realizes that the time will come when he makes his transition. And then he will be offered with choice whether he wants to come back right away or if he just wants to continue on his journey elsewhere. But animals know when it's starting to happen. But he looks like he's making the best of it all. And he is so happy with you that he just can't wipe that smile off his face. Be not worried about him. He will handle it with grace. And he will try to make sure that you handle it with grace as well, because it's not the end. It's just moving from one perspective to another.
All right. Patty would like to know, how do you explain adoption? My girls were adopted from China, and I've always wondered how they were chosen for me. How did they find me?
Well, you have to remember that when a soul is going to come in, maybe they really want to be with someone particular. And that particular mother/father has difficulties having children. The body that they chose is malfunctioning in some way that is causing them to not be able to go through a whole pregnancy. That leaves the energy of the child sort of in a state of limbo. They have to either make another choice, or if they're very creative and inventive, they'll look for ways to get to you that doesn't involve a physical birth by you, the mother. Those two little girls in China came from an energy that could not be with their parent that they wanted to be with due to these complications. So the energy that wanted to come in will look for opportunity to come in a different way. They were born into China, these two young ladies, these two little girls. As they grew up, they didn't get very far. They were very young. And opportunity came along, and they knew that that opportunity would come along, that there was a probability that the mother that they wanted was going to go for adoption because she just desperately wanted a child. So the energies will move into that. And when the whole dramatic thing plays out, and you went to China, you've got these two little girls, you brought them home, the souls that wanted to come to you through a birth of your own are now settled in these two little girls. So it is a win-win for the mom, and it's a win for the child because they got to be with the parent that they wanted to be with. It just didn't happen the way that was considered traditional. But it does happen all the time. If an energy really wants you as a parent, they're going to pull out all the stops to make that happen. So you should be very comforted and feel wonderful that these two energies were so inventive and so determined to get to you that from your viewpoint, they went all the way to China to do that. From their viewpoint, they could see it all and they could see the energy that could happen. And they acted on that probability and ended up with the parents they wanted. So that happens an awful lot. And all of you as human beings should be aware of that.
All right, our next question is coming from Larry. What happens to the soul after a suicide? Many religions paint a dire picture for those who have committed this action. Are they correct?
When someone decides to take their life, it is usually because they are in great pain, great distraction, great upset, great chaos within themselves, and they don't see any way to remedy the situations that they find themselves in a comfortable manner. And desperation can come in and they decide, I'm out, I can't do it. Now, yes, there are many religions poo-pooing the idea of suicide. It is not a wonderful choice, but it does happen. And it's important to realize why it does. When somebody is desperate and just out of options, they are in such pain that they have to stop the pain and therefore they do it. On the other side, there is no shunning. There is no energy looking down from a throne saying, oh, you messed up. Therefore, you'll never be able to reach the gates of heaven. There's a lot of that said, and a lot, and that's put a fear that's put into linear people to say, you know, you made a big mistake and now there's no remedy out of it. There is much more compassion in the eternal state than that. Someone who does commit suicide, which is just a very sad event, they are always meant by their guides and other energies on the other side that want to help them. They are immersed in love, which is what they really need, because there's a lack of love a lot of times in a suicidal moment. There are energies that will embrace them, comfort them, and lead them into conversations where it is the object is to find out why it happened and how it can be remedied. And a lot of times those energies will come back in with newly armed with this new information and live through a life that they can get through. But it is not fair to judge somebody who participates that way because it's a painful experience. Not something somebody does on a lark. It's usually years of sadness and anguish that led them to that moment. So always know that when the soul goes to the other side and it has taken place that they did it by their own hand, there is a loving moment that happens, not a judgmental one. And eternal beings want all of you to be able to have a good life. And if you're having problems with it, they're going to rush in to help you. So never think that there's judgment in an event like that. And it's very far from the truth.
Okay, Veronica, that was our last question. like to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be good.
All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. And, you know, I always encourage you that if you want more information on any topic we spoke about, feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And we'll try to get your question on the air as soon as we can. And also, I want to remind you, from January 24th to the 31st, April will be doing half-hour readings and an hour reading, with both being 20% off. So just write in to aprilreadings@aol.com. and get on the list. She really gets booked out for these. So kind of a nice thing to do at the start of a new year. So are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. We thought today we would speak about gratitude. All of you in linear reality are making your way through your life, trying to accomplish things, trying to pay for this, trying to pay for that, creating families, doing all these things. And a lot of you are very successful. It is important, if you're successful, to be grateful for what you have created. If you're having a harder time of it, you should be grateful that you can, you know, participate to try to make things better for yourself. We think it's really important for all of you to examine your daily routine, examine your life progress, and be grateful for what you have accomplished. Now, we know some of you have heavy, anxious moments about being behind, not keeping up with the Joneses, trying to have the best house, trying to, you know, all these things that are linear, you're trying to create and becoming a little bit anguished about it because it's hard to do. Practice gratitude. Be thankful for what you have already. By doing that, you are lightening your energy up. You're opening up the field with this wonderful, grateful energy. It's very positive. That's where you want to create from. Don't allow yourself to be upset or mad at yourself or, you know, negative if something isn't going exactly the way you want it to. Decide, because then you shut down. And if you shut down, you certainly can't create well. So every day at the end of it, take a look at your day and pick out the things that you are grateful for, and then pick out the things you say, well, I got to give that a better shot of positivity tomorrow, instead of being upset about it or negative about it. Negative energy creates more negative energy, and nobody wants that. So be grateful and thankful for what you already have, and keep your energy in your manifestation process positive. Be grateful, be thankful, and positive. That is the best way to manifest. Every day, think about it and decide that's what you're going to do instead of being upset and negative. It's really the only way to create in the reality that you're in.
I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today, and we'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend.